Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, did you fix yours already?
I turned it up.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
I was about to do that. I was like, she can't hear us.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm getting professional over here, knowing how to work some controls.
Look at you. I'm so proud.
You guys.
It's season three.
Yes, and I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we're so happy to be back in your ears.
Yes, we are.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We made it to three seasons. You guys have listened to us like enough where we're like, I guess we can continue.
Yeah, rather than like, okay, time to stop. You're making Allie still read.
I know. Oh my gosh. No, I'm actually enjoying it. I'm finding more books that I'm like, oh,
I actually enjoyed this.
I like this one.
Yes. Maybe I should have been reading this whole time.
It's both books and movies, actually, because like there are movies out there. I was like, I've always been interested in watching them, but yeah. I'm like, I'm not really. I enjoy the movies.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
You're not going to go and watch the ones that.
Yeah, I prefer TV shows.
Okay.
Like, I like sitcoms and, like invested in... Like, I get sad when my TV show is over.
Yeah.
So, like, a movie's over in 2 hours. Whereas, like, you know, I have hours and hours to be invested in the TV show. So, I like movies. Like, yeah. That was Cameron Mine's thing, was we would always go to the movies. But I don't...
There's movies that you don't go and see on purpose.
Yeah. And so...
Sad. Me, I just go and see random ass movies.
Well, I'm happy that you're making me watch movies.
I'm here to make you read and watch.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a friend with a film degree.
I know. Guess so.
He's a bookworm.
Got it all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, season three, episode one.
We're in my birth month, guys.
Yes.
Unlike the rest of the season, I chose.
I know. I wonder what she picked this time, because she's never picked our books before.
Never. It's all been Allie.
But first, we got to paint you a picture. How was that new intro?
Did you like it?
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Feel like an action movie?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I could listen to that all day.
It was very different from our first two seasons. But I don't know, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Yep.
We've already explained this, but we actually got to we helped my dad make that. We chose all the instruments and basically the notes that got played too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Allie had no clue what she was doing.
Nope. I just was told to come and pick instruments and talk. And I did it. And then all of a sudden it got put together and I was like, that is very different. But you know what? It's fun. So
especially, I love at the start when my dad was asking what we wanted, you were like, quirky.
Yes. And it's and exactly opposite of what I had planned. Hey, you know what? That's okay. It's fun. It's about, right? It sounds like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think
is perfect for us.
Yeah. What it's supposed to do.
Because we're talking about books and movies.
Yeah. So...
Bon, bon, oh bon, 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 don, bon. I like it. I'll actually listen to this one.
All right. Well, that's my picture.
It's a beautiful picture.
Right.
The other pictures. I'm about to be 31. Gross.
You are
yucky.
My goodness.
Ew. Actually, you know what's funny? You know how you were like, 30 is so great. There's so much change and so much differences. Like,
yeah.
The end of 30 has been that way for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's not all that bad.
Nope. 30 is when your life.
It just took freaking 9 months to do anything. No, it only took. Oh, wait. I was going to act like my birthday was in like December or something. So I was like, wait, no, it's only taken 5 months. Jeez Louise. Okay.
Yeah, you got this. Okay. So we are doing The Great Gatsby today.
Yes, we are. Yes. I almost skipped into why I picked it. Let's do everything else.
Let's stick to our order. Let's not get too unprofessional here.
Because we're very professional.
Yes. As you will continue to see in season 3. All right. Nick Carraway's interactions with a mysterious millionaire, Jay Gatsby.
What Gatsby?
And
sorry.
Threw me off. And Gatsby's obsession to reunite with his former lover, Daisy.
Buchanan.
Okay, sorry.
Goodness. Say your whole synopsis.
Oh my gosh, I skipped the last name. Oh my gosh.
How dare you? Okay.
Author F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Tim Robbins, the like famous Tim Robbins?
I don't know who Tim Robbins is. You're skipping like three lines.
Keep talking.
Director Baz
Luhrmann.
Okay. Tim Robbins. You'd think in season 3 we would just have Bree read all the names, but I think she enjoys me failing.
I do. I like to hear your guesses for people's names.
You guys, I think if I sat there and sounded each one out, I would be able to do it. But I feel like you don't want to hear me sound like a 3-year-old trying to read.
That is so cool. Not what you just said. You are a 3-year-old. What was the thing that you had a hard time with? Oh, sweet.
Gosh.
Allie was texting me yesterday. And she's trying to say sweet like a hotel suite, but she first spelled it like sweets. Like,
hey, but I caught myself before you made fun of me. I was like, oh my gosh, that's not what I meant to say. And then I spelled suit. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I spelled it correct. So it's not like I'm all dumb. Okay. Screenplay writer, Boz. That's how you say it?
Boz. Boz Luhrmann.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Craig Pierce.
Nice.
And audiobook reader is Tim Robbins. Who the heck is Tim Robbins?
He's super famous. He's in The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
Well, he read it.
Did he do it good?
I mean, it sounded like a book read from the
20s.
So, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Book came out April 10th. 1925, and the movie came out May 1st, 2013. We are doing the, obviously I just said it, 2013 version.
Yeah.
And that's an 88 year difference.
Dang. One thing I said to Hallie as I was reading this was, it's so funny to me because reading this book, obviously we're not reading it in the 20s, but then your brain kind of just assumes that this book didn't come out in the 20s. So like this time when I was reading it, I realized, I was like, wow, this book came out when everything that was happening in this book was actually happening. So like to them reading it, it wasn't this mystical like, ooh, there's bootleggers and ooh, there's this. It was like, oh yeah, this guy's a bootlegger. Awesome. Or like, imagine reading about flapper dance parties. You like, I probably wouldn't be someone who was going to those. I would be the person like at home sad that I wasn't at the parties. And then I would read this and be like, I got to go to one in this book.
Okay.
I just think it's cool. It was a weird and eye-opening experience reading it this time.
Yeah. That was fun. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Which did you do first?
I read the book in high school.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then I reread it first before watching the movie.
Mm-hmm. I always reread it before I watch the movie.
Well, I know, but I can't because my brain sucks. Seizures. That's all their fault. Screwed up my brain. All right. Initial thoughts on the book?
I love this story. I think it's a sweet love story that's like they miss their opportunity and then it turns into a cluster F at the end.
No. I liked it about as much as I did in high school. It was not great. It was not. No. I think what I've realized is I don't like older written books.
Yeah.
Like so the classics. They're just boring. Not written how I enjoy writing or the reading books. So,
hey, but they're the ones who paved the path for everyone else.
I guess so. I have a funny story with this. So I'm going to call him out. He's not here to defend himself anymore. Cameron was a super senior. And because I don't know if it was only English, but English was a main one. And we had an awesome teacher.
He was an awesome teacher. Cannot remember his name.
Mr. Bozak. He was awesome. And Cameron and I hung out in like in the like windowsills you could sit in.
Yeah.
Pretty much right outside his classroom.
Yeah.
And so he'd walk to class every day, and he didn't even make Cameron go to class because all he needed to do to pass his class was turn in his Great Gatsby paper. And freaking Cameron took until the end of the semester to turn it in. I was like, don't you have it done? He's like, yeah. I was like, go turn it in. That boy, I'm nervous for our children.
He's a boy. So, you should be nervous for Tyler.
So nervous for them. Oh my gosh. So that's like one of my memories with this book.
No, my memory with this was I read it. It was in Miss Weiland's class. It's my junior year. And we had just finished... I think it's called The Grapes of Wrath.
Yep.
And I hated that one. But thankfully that one, technically we were supposed to read all of the chapters, but she assigned each kid a chapter to read and discuss with the class.
Oh, okay.
And thankfully I got one of the ones that was like 2 pages long.
Oh my gosh.
I was so glad. But I hated that. And so right after that was The Great Gatsby. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like all I could think was, it's another book that's written in like the 20s. It's just going to be just as bad as this one. It's going to suck. But then I felt bad because at this point in my high school honors class career, every single book that we got assigned, I would try and read it and I would hate it. So then I wouldn't read it. And then I would just kind of like talk to people and be like, what was this book about? What was this book about?
Spark notes it.
Yeah, I didn't even do that.
You know that we're doing this for kids who hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, if you have a kid out there who hates the books, just send them our podcast.
That's what parents want. Would you do that for your kid?
No. Yeah. But I didn't say send it to your kid. Maybe you have a niece or nephew.
But when we got The Great Gatsby, I saw how small it was. And I was like, okay, you could read this. Like, you're going to have so many months to read 180 pages. You can actually sit down and bear this one. Like, just do it. Let this be the first book you read all year. And I got home that night. And I was like, okay, you're just reading one chapter. I ended up reading like 5 chapters. And I was like, whoa, I like this book. And then I kept going.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my high school memory.
Okay. So why'd we pick it, Bree?
Because it's my birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my birthday month, even though I do all the schedule, my birthday month, I do books that I'm typically more excited about or like... I feel like I come up with a plan for the rest of the season, like, okay, this is tying together nicely, but my birthday month, it's like, nope, these are my books. These are the books that I'm excited for. These are the books that I really want to read. This is what it is. And The Great Gatsby is one of my all-time favorite books.
There you go.
Plus, isn't this my first month choosing?
Yeah, because we did Harry Potter. Yeah,
we did Harry Potter for my birthday month, our first season. So if I had my way when we started, I would have... probably had to start with Gatsby.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Good thing that did not happen. I'm not sure we would still have a podcast. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
For season 3, episode 1 of Allie's Super Fun Facts. Okay. Actors Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire have been real life friends since childhood.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that so cute?
Leo's his real Gatsby. Because let's be honest, Tobey Maguire, even though he's really famous, isn't as lavish as Leo.
Oh, definitely not. Yes. On the first day of shooting, director Baz?
Boz.
Boz. No. Spelled Baz. Sorry. Baz. Sorry, dude. You gotta change your name. Filmed the scene where Jay Gatsby, Nick Carraway, and Daisy Buchanan.
Yeah.
Have tea during the rainstorm. Like the most intimate scene in
Whoa.
The Yeah.
Was their first scene?
That was their first scene. But since it was a beautiful spring day, they had to use 100,000 liters of water to create the downpour. And then the next 3 days it rained.
How sad. I would have been like,
what a waste.
Only pushed it one day.
I know, why did they look at that in the weather report? You think, come on.
That's hilarious.
Okay. A photograph of Zelda Fitzgerald, the wife of the author, can be seen hanging in the wall of the apartment that Tom shares with Myrtle. Although Zelda's photograph appears in the film, the character Daisy was based on his first love. So Daisy is not even based on his wife. It's Zelda. Based Ooh. On a different girl. If I'm the wife and I'm reading this, I'm like, we're done.
Yeah, but it's dedicated to her. He dedicated all of his books to her.
Yeah,
to
but Zelda. Still.
Him and Zelda have a... You should go look into their...
No, it's okay. I have no interest.
They have a good relationship where she wasn't... She was not insecure in her relationship with that. Plus, let's be honest, because Gatsby doesn't even get Daisy in the end.
Because he dies.
She wasn't going to leave Tom for...
You never know.
She literally left... Not knowing that he was dead.
Yeah. Well.
To go to Chicago.
Give it a couple of years. She might have left him. You never know what the future brings.
Especially since Tom's just a serial cheater.
Yeah, exactly.
But Daisy's a fool. Like she says at the start of the book.
Yep.
A beautiful fool.
Okay. Number four. At one of Gatsby's parties, Nick tries to take glasses of alcohol from waiters, but they are taken by someone else. This is a nod to a similar scene in Spider-Man, which Toby repeatedly tries to fail to pick up glasses of alcohol. I just thought it was fun because Spider-Man's my favorite superhero, so I had to put that in there.
Yeah, of course you did.
I know.
He's my least favorite superhero, guys.
You're crazy.
I also, so when they first cast Toby as Nick, I was pissed. I did not want him playing Nick. I was like, keep Spider-Man far away from my movie. But he's Nick. So yep. I was like, okay, fine. I guess you cast him for a reason.
All right, last one. Shortly before its release, this film inspired wealthy celebrities to host Gatsby-themed costume parties. Like Prince Harry attended one that cost $25,000. Paul McCartney held his own. And it's like, I hate rich people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, come on. I want to go.
Yeah, invite all the people who can't throw exactly. their own Gatsby-themed party.
Come on.
When Nee was doing Murder Mysteries, she did a 1920s one. So I was like, I'm going to a Gatsby party. Like,
pretty much.
Yeah. I acted like I wasn't.
That works. All right. Cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. So we kick off with Nick, and he moves to Rhode Island, and he's now neighbors with this character named Gatsby. Mm-hmm. He's never bet him. Okay. All right. Clearly my typing skills are staying the same.
She's so professional.
Yeah.
He's never bet him before.
You would think, like, you guys can't read this, so why not I just pretend that it all sounds right? But I know Bree's gonna call me out, so I might as well call myself out. Gosh. So when I make fun and say words like that and you guys are confused, like, what the heck is she talking about? It's because I type.
It's because she's got her notes up. Here, now you have to take a picture of that.
Okay. All right.
What's funny is, like, 3 or 4 episodes towards the end of season 2, I cannot remember which one it was, something like this happened and I said, you should just take a picture and post it so that they know. And you're like, no, I don't want to call
it. Embarrassing. Well, now I took it far away.
Season 3? Done.
Dang, nab. All right. He has never met him, but he knows about him because of the big parties he has every weekend. And he went to visit his cousin Daisy, who lives across the sound from him. And Daisy's husband, Tom, is a famous polo player. And they're having a quiet little intimate party with Nick and the two of them and Jordan Baker, who's this famous golfer. And Nick thinks she's rather attractive. And at dinner, the phone rang, and Tom went to get it and Daisy followed him, and Jordan revealed that Tom's cheating on Daisy with a girl from New York. And Nick ended up going home and he saw who he believed was Gatsby out on the pier.
Mm-hmm. So this happens. But with some notes that I've got, mm-hmm. I absolutely loved, because in the book, Nick is kind of like describing his past, and it's like a very quick, like, this is where I was, this is where I'm going. I wanted to be an author, but that fell through. So now I have to sell bonds, blah, blah, blah. And in the movie, also the movie starts and he's talking to a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Or probably some a psychiatrist.
Type of doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's telling him his story. But then we get to like see Nick being this person who is in New York and making it. Or no, he goes to New York. Nope. They're from New York.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so you see his life kind of played out. And I like that also, as Allie mentions in our reaction video, Nick is basically the one that's writing Gatsby. And I love, mm-hmm. I love when movies do that, if it's based on a book. Or honestly, if books do that too, where like they're telling the story and then at the end it's like, and then I had to, like, kind of like Gone Girl, when at the end she's like, so I had to write all this story down. I'm like, ah, because she's writing the book. So I love when stories do that.
Also, you're going to have to correct notes as I go, because I'm like,
things were incorrect in your
I'm
notes.
Just not very good at note taking when I'm not invested in the book. So I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to try my hardest. Okay.
Okay.
So Tom was almost proud he had a mistress, right? He introduces her to anyone when they're out and about together. And Myrtle is her name. And they went and got a dog together. And they invited Nick to their house for a little party with some friends. And he got super wasted.
Well, how that happened was Tom and Nick were driving somewhere. And he was like, oh, I need to go get gas at a garage. Which is the garage where Myrtle's husband works. And in all honesty, kind of like Allie just said, Tom, it's like Tom wanted to introduce Nick to his mistress rather than keep her hidden. So they go there and then he's like, oh, I want to see you. So let's go to New York. Or wait, no, because they were on a train and then they go and stop here because Tom wants to bring Myrtle back to wherever they're going. So then on the train, they see a dude who's selling dogs. So they just buy a dog from this dude on the train with dogs. He's got like a litter of dogs. In the movie, I only bring this up because in the movie, Myrtle like flat out was like, can we go and get a dog to Tom? And I know it was a nice little nod, like, look, they're still going to get a dog. Mm-hmm. But it was done incorrectly. And then I also said that a lot of the scenes get condensed into quick scenes in the movie. So like the party where he got super drunk. In the book, it's this long, like, there's a bunch of conversations happening and he's meeting two other people, and they bring Myrtle's sister Catherine over because they're trying to hook him up with Catherine, yada yada yada. In the movie, it's like, it's a nice quick montage scene where it's not, you're not losing the story, but you're seeing everything that happened, and it's showing this fun lifestyle of the 20s too.
Mm-hmm.
Where, damn, I wish I was fun like that.
Cheating on your spouse and
no, I would be the Nick. Up. I would be the Nick, like sitting in the living room, like awkward.
And then he got super drunk and people all making out with him. And okay. Yeah.
Well, they also, I like too in the movie, because you kind of think, like, when you're reading it, you're like, damn, have you just never drank before? Like, how did you get so messed up? But in the movie, the girl kisses him after she's put like a pill or something in her mouth,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. She's definitely given it to him.
Yeah.
So he definitely got high on something else.
Yes.
Unwillingly.
Yes. Later, Nick was invited to a party at Gatsby's house, like actually invited. And apparently no one gets invited. They just go. And so he gets there and he's asking people where Gatsby is because he wants to say thank you for the invite. But everyone's
what
like,
a proper guy. Like, I know. No one else cares. He's like, I need to go say thanks.
He needs to meet his host. And everybody seems like they've never met this Gatsby before.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan shows up and they start hanging out and they try and find Mr. Gatsby. And they run into the library area and there's like super wasted guy there. Mm-hmm. And he's sharing all these things about like all the rumors that everyone hears about Gatsby. And later Nick is talking to someone sharing these rumors and it turns out it's Gatsby. How freaking awkward is that?
That's one of my favorite scenes in the book, and it makes me laugh every time.
Sorry, old sport. I've been so rude not to introduce myself.
I'm Gatsby. And he's like, oh, shit. Damn it. That's what I'm like, do you know anything about this, Gatsby? Here's what I've heard. The only thing different in the movie is that Nick sees Jordan at the party and he kind of clings to her, kind of like everyone does when they're invited to a party and you don't know anyone, but you see the one person that you know. So you're like, you're my person. You go and cling to them. In the movie, Jordan finds Nick and is like, oh, hey, Nick, and then hangs out with him. The other thing, too, is when I read this, I for sure pictured like almost a dinner party. I don't know why. I knew it was a flapper party. Like, I know Gatsby. I know his lavish party style. But in my head, it was a dinner party. So everyone was sitting at tables, not standing and dancing, like talking, but talking quietly.
It was very the opposite of that.
Yeah. So then I watch it. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, here's a difference. But I think it's more so my interpretation of it.
I think so, too, because I pictured it.
Party. Obviously, we know what kind of parties I like. If you're inviting me to a party, there better be some dinner tables. Damn.
Oh, no.
I would not get invited to a Gatsby party.
You're sitting there judging. Where's the dinner table? That girl is dancing on it. Get off. That's
How
for my
dare
food.
You? I'm supposed to be sitting there talking to people, eating my dinner.
In a quiet setting.
Why is there a band playing music? Who wants this? Ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. All right. So party continues. And then Gatsby asks Jordan to join him one-on-one, just the two of them. And when she came back, she was shocked and very happy with something. She had such great news, but she had to leave and couldn't tell Nick. And when Nick left, there was a car crash. From the drunk guy in the library and some other guy was mm-hmm. in the car with him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That happens. And this is the first time in the movie where we see the billboard with the eyes. Mm-hmm. And
which is the book cover.
I actually didn't pick up on that.
Really?
Yeah, I need to go. I've watched this movie so many times and I've never noticed that.
Oh my gosh, they show that billboard like 12 times.
I know. All I can think is like, I pictured the eyes so differently when I read the book. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I almost pictured the billboard being just like the cutout of the
Wait,
eyes.
The billboard was in the book?
Written? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It gets mentioned like 5 times. Every time it gets mentioned after this car crash, it gets mentioned when Tom and Nick first meet Myrtle.
Oh, dude. Yeah, this is just
It's the eyes of God.
Okay.
When the eyes of God get mentioned, or like the eyes were watching, it's the billboard.
Okay.
So in my head, it was always just like the eyes and glasses, not this huge billboard. But now I need to go and watch it because it's the cover of the book.
At least it is. I will say also, this car crash like was long in the book, and it was like they heard it in the movie.
Yeah.
Like they didn't even go up to it. Yeah. So it was like a long thing. In the book. So that was a difference I picked up on. Look at that.
That's true. Good job. It was in the book. It's kind of funny because it's just this drunk dude who's like, whoa, what happened?
Yes.
Me.
So the fact they kept it in the movie was definitely a nod because they did not need to.
They didn't need to keep it at all. No. But it's there.
Yes. All right. Nick and Jordan began hanging out a lot and they developed sort of a relationship, and Nick called her out for being a horrible driver, and Nick was one of the only honest people why can't I read you guys that she's ever met one of the only honest people she's ever met, and he invited her to tea.
That kind of happens, except for she's the one who invites him to tea because she needs to tell him about Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie.
Yep. And then Gatsby has another party where there's a list of everyone who came for some reason. The book tells me a whole list of everyone. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was like 10 minutes I know. Of names.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Gatsby and Nick had lunch together, and when they were on their way, they were chatting, and Gatsby knows Nick and Jordan are having tea together later, and Jordan will tell him everything, and Nick's annoyed because basically Gatsby's hijacking his date.
Yeah. I do think the list of everyone mm-hmm. was to show how many people Gatsby knows to make the ending a little bit more
stark. Okay. I guess that makes sense, but...
But yeah, you don't need to know, especially since like with each person, it tells you like what job they do. So, you know, how much money they make.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
They got to their location for lunch and they met up with someone Gatsby works with. I don't remember his name. What was his name?
Wolfsheim.
Okay. He was very odd. He had like molars, teeth in his cufflinks. And Gatsby went off somewhere for a bit. And this guy starts talking about Gatsby, how he's an Oxford man and he would never get with someone else's wife and all these like random little facts. And when this man leaves, after Gatsby comes back, they have their little lunch and then this man leaves and Gatsby shares that this man is a gambler.
I remember. So when they get to this spot for the lunch, in the movie, they make it very obvious that it was a speakeasy, which wasn't at all in my head. In my head, they just met up at this like club. But then thinking about it, it's like, obviously, at that time, if you're going to a club and you're drinking, it has to be a speakeasy.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, because I did the same thing. That was one of the things that I texted you about where yeah. I was like, I missed so much because, like, I didn't know this happened there and this. This was the one of them. I was like, it happened at a speakeasy. I had no idea.
I know. Well, they show up at a barber shop and they're talking to Wolfsheim. And I'm like, the hell? This makes what? Why did they change that? And then they go and, like, knock on a board and then someone looks out and then opens it and I sat there and I was like, it's a speakeasy. And I almost made a note and then I sat there and I was like, oh, it does make sense.
It does. I didn't it's it just, didn't click that oh yeah, they can't be drinking back then, so they have
mm-hmm.
That's when the speakeasies were a thing. Now they're just
to
fun
go to a speakeasy. Yeah,
I've been to one. Wait. Have you been to the Elk?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've been to that one.
I've been to that one, and then the one at Mox in Bellevue. Me and Nee got us hit back there.
Oh
yeah. Did you not even know?
I didn't know it had one.
So you know that hallway with the bookcase and there's like the suit of armor. That bookcase goes and there's a bar back there.
Well, how do you get there?
They just sat me there. They were like, oh, it's just the two of you. Do you want to go in the speakeasy?
Well, next time we just, like,
hell yeah.
We got to go.
I'm down.
Is that the one we're going for your birthday?
Yeah.
You got to be like, it's my birthday. I want to go to the speakeasy.
Just put me in the speakeasy.
Yeah, please. Yeah, do it. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that felt like a difference, but it really wasn't a difference.
Yeah. All right. So while they're still at dinner or lunch, Tom shows up. He's like, Nick, I didn't know you came to places like this. And Nick introduces him to Gatsby, and Gatsby's like, hello. And then he dips out.
Okay, I think your note here is wrong.
Oh.
In essence, it's right, but like this was one of my notes where I was like, this was done wrong. It's that Nick sees Tom at the club, and at first he wants to avoid him. And then he's like, no, I should probably go up and say hi to him. So then he goes up and approaches Tom first and is like, hey, Tom, this is Gatsby. And then Tom's like, whoa, didn't know you came to places like this. Which then that line also makes sense because, hey, I didn't know you came to speakeasies.
Yeah.
Makes Whereas sense. In my head, I was like, wow, that's just rude.
Going out to lunch? You can't go out to lunch?
Yeah, I was like, come on, man. He's not that much of a homebody.
That's awesome. All right. So now Jordan and Nick are at tea with each other and she shares all about Gatsby. And how Gatsby and Daisy knew each other and Gatsby went off to war and Daisy waited so long as long as she could. But Tom came around and she wanted to end her wedding day because she got a letter from Gatsby that freaked her out. And she never saw him or spoke about him for 5 years. And Gatsby bought the house across the way in hopes that she would come to one of his parties. And she never did. And so Gatsby's like, can you invite us both over for tea, please?
Mm.
That's his whole plan.
Yep. Yep. Just to see her one more time.
Yep. That happened?
Yeah, it did. Okay.
Gatsby was super nervous. This was the scene we were talking about at the beginning. And he was like, Nick's like, oh, let's go for tea. And he's like, I don't, when does it work for you? And he's like, I don't know. Like, it's fine. Anytime. And he's like, I don't want to put you out. Like, he was just like a very nervous wreck. Mm-hmm. And finally they set up a date and they get, or Daisy comes over and then Gatsby shows up outside, even though he was already in the house, like, and he's in the pouring rain. And he's like, this is a mistake. Oh my gosh. And Nick is like, no, go. And then he leaves, Nick leaves, and then eventually comes back, and they apparently had a good time.
Mm-hmm. My one note here is, because when Gatsby is, when they're trying to find the date, Gatsby then is like, what do you do for work? You probably don't make that much money. I could probably get you into something. Like, I could probably get you something that would make a lot of money. And Nick's like, no, it's fine. And he's like trying to do something for him. And Nick realizes that it's because he's doing this for him, and he's like, dude, it's just a favor. Mm-hmm. And all I can think was, what kind of messed up friends does Gatsby have if he doesn't realize that sometimes friends just do things for you?
I know, it was sad.
I know. I was like,
he's like, a favor. Almost like he's never heard that word before.
Yeah, I was like, poor Gatsby, man, just getting used by everyone.
It was sad.
Everything else happened.
Okay.
It was really cute. Leo played that great. I love that scene. That's one of my favorite scenes.
It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
So then we learned the backstory on Gatsby, aka Jay Gatz. And did I spell it wrong?
You did. But I wasn't even making a face for it.
That's what happens when I only listen. How's it spelled?
G-A-T-Z.
Z.
Yeah. But that's fine.
Okay. And they went out and they ran into Tom again, and he clearly doesn't like, did they run into him again, or he invited them to a party?
Gatsby invited them to a party because Daisy wanted to go to one of his parties.
That's what I thought. Well, I didn't think that's what happened in the movie, and you said it was identical, so. So they go to a party, they go to Gatsby's party, and they run into Tom again, and clearly he doesn't like Gatsby, and clearly Gatsby doesn't like Tom, but they want to get to know each other, sort of. And Tom accuses Daisy about going, or he doesn't accuse Daisy, but he, like, to her face. I think he was talking to Nick about her being almost like a little floozy and going out too much. And and I'm just sitting there like, you literally have a mistress.
Yeah. You have a mistress, and you've had a mistress since like a month after you got married.
Right.
Like, and it's not always been the same mistress.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens in the movie, but then in the movie, you also then see Daisy and Gatsby off on their own making out. So you get to see her being a floozy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also when Gatsby's like, tell him that you're leaving him. So you see that too. So then it's not kind of sprung up on you when it comes up here soon.
Yes. All right. Now it's crazy hot out. Gatsby, Nick, Jordan, Tom, and Daisy. Oh, you got more?
The only other thing is then, this is where we get, oh, I guess that's actually spot on. Never mind. Yep, we're fine.
Okay. So the five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of them are hanging out. And Daisy's like, we should go to town to cool off. And did she say they should go to town to cool off in the book also because Gatsby? Because
she was stressed because
Gatsby's like, tell him. Yeah. Okay. And Tom has Daisy and Gatsby ride together in Tom's car, and he's like, Tom wants to take Gatsby's brand new yellow car, and he stops at Wilson's shop to fill up, and Wilson seems super sick and super like something is up. And they go to town, and on their way he shares that he knows about Daisy and Gatsby and something's going on, right? Or did the whole blow up happen at before they even left, and is that how he knows?
No. When they get to the apartment in town.
Yeah, that's when it all
happens.
That's
when everything gets blown up.
Okay, so in town, Gatsby tells Tom that she's never loved him and wanted Daisy to do the same. And she does, but she has a really hard time with it. And then she kind of backs up and she's like, I did love him at some point. And Tom's pissed. And they go back home, but they go back home in their own cars this time. So Gatsby and Daisy go in the yellow car.
Mm-hmm. The key thing to notice here is that a certain someone saw them at Wilson's shop. But yes. Other than that, everything happens.
Yep. Tom, Nick, and Jordan pull up onto an accident, and it turns out Myrtle Wilson was murdered by a yellow car that didn't stop. And they get home, and Nick sees Gatsby outside, and we find out that Daisy was the one who was driving, and he was going to stay so that he made sure that Tom didn't hurt her if he found out.
The main difference here is in the book, Gatsby doesn't ever talk about the car crash. He kind of like leaves it very vague, and Nick is the one who then puts it together, and it's like, you're being vague because Daisy was the one who was driving. In the movie, Gatsby goes to tell the story, like, and put it on him, the blame on him, but then he accidentally says like she was driving or something like that, and then Nick's like, oh my gosh, Daisy was driving.
Mm-hmm. So they did a good job still trying to keep it vague. It's not like he flat out was like, Daisy was doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they could have messed that up a little more.
Yeah. Which is,
that's good.
That's true. Good point. But
so then we have some backstory on Daisy and Gatsby's relationship and why they didn't stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Wilson is just so sad over his wife, and he knew that she was cheating on him, and he wanted to figure out who killed her. And he came to the conclusion after asking Tom, because of the yellow car, mm-hmm. that Tom's like, no, it wasn't me. It was Gatsby. It's Gatsby's car. And he went to Gatsby's, and Gatsby's swimming in his pool, and he shoots him, and then he kills himself.
Yep, that happens. But I will say, so at this point, too, Gatsby is waiting on a phone call from Daisy, because Daisy's supposed to call him to be like, okay, I'm leaving Tom so we can go start our life. I like, because in the movie, obviously we don't know, he could have gotten this phone call too. But Nick, the night before, had hung out with Gatsby until like 5 a.m. and then he had to leave. But he could tell that he wasn't okay, that things were not good. So he wanted to check on him. So he kept calling his place in the book. And in the movie, he's calling. And when Gatsby's getting out of the pool, he hears the phone and you see him have that like, it's Daisy. And then he gets shot. And so I like that we get that little like, oh, at least he gets to die thinking that Daisy was calling him.
Yeah, it was sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very, very sad. But yes.
Yes. So then we end with Nick trying to call a bunch of people to come to get Gatsby's funeral. But no one came except his dad. And I said that silly.
His dad.
Sound like I said, except his dead. That's why I had to fix it for you guys. And Nick never got a hold of Daisy. And he's walking around town. He runs into Jordan. Apparently she's engaged, which Nick didn't believe. And then he runs into Tom, who admits to telling Wilson the truth. And Nick knew he couldn't say, actually, Daisy did it.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kept silent. And he just wandered around, remembering Gatsby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That doesn't really happen in that way in the movie. He does get a hold of Daisy. And Daisy is like, no, we're leaving. We're going to Chicago. And it's like, you're not going to hear from us for a while.
Rude.
Yeah. And Nick never sees that Jordan's engaged. Mm-hmm. And Tom doesn't tell Nick that he's the one, because we see it happen earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But then we end with Nick in the psychiatric hospital thinking about Gatsby.
Yep. Okay, so tell me more about the psychiatric hospital, because you told me there was a theory.
Yeah, so there's a theory that Nick is just... I can't remember. I was told this theory in high school and it stuck with me, because when reading the book, it doesn't totally feel like it.
Uh-uh.
But watching it, they definitely played into it. Basically, Nick has some kind of mental illness going on. Could be from all the alcohol he drank, could be from whatever was going on. But essentially, Gatsby is a figment of his imagination. And so Gatsby is not... like, this whole story is basically just an elaborate thing that Nick has now come up with and is stuck with, and essentially kind of made a split persona for himself. And so Gatsby, this whole story of Gatsby, is actually fictional and not something that happened. And the movie definitely plays into that, especially with, like, Nick writing it all down and
being in the psych ward and all that. Yeah, I just don't know even how that theory came up because I didn't read it like that at all.
I know. Oh, that makes sense. So essentially what Google is saying is basically back then, I remember this is what my teacher had said. And this is also why we ended up reading it after Grapes of Wrath, because both of them were related to the American Dream. So back then, Nick's idea of the American Dream was someone who had money, someone who was able to get places where he wanted to go, whereas Nick was this person who was penniless, down on his luck, couldn't make it being a writer. And so in order to achieve that American Dream, he then becomes, basically creates this fictitious character.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that Gatsby's real.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I like real Gatsby.
Okay. All right. That was it. So let's get to casting.
Yeah.
IMDb cast 149 people. I had to go and delete so many dancers.
Oh, because like, of the parties.
Yeah. So the original list I sent you, yeah. I had already deleted.
Dang, you had dancers. A ton of people on there too. We're only talking about 8 people.
Yes.
And one of them we don't really have to talk about, but I really wanted to talk about him.
Okay.
Because I was like, what? Okay.
All right. So Tobey Maguire played Nick.
Yeah, he's Nick.
Like, yeah, he did really good. I remember looking up the cast before I watched it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I like was trying to, because it was like in between I finished the book.
Yeah.
And I was, but it was right before I watched it. So it was the in between. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't imagine Spider-Man as Nick.
but he's perfect.
He did it so good.
He's Nick. He's yeah. so cute as Nick.
Uh-huh. He did
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's Gatsby.
He is my Gatsby. He is Gatsby.
Fantastic.
Oh, he's so perfect for this role. Like, I remember when he was cast, I was nervous. I was like, oh, Leo. I love Leo, but I don't know. Gatsby's like, Gatsby is Gatsby. And literally when I saw it, midnight premiere, opening release, going by myself like the nerd that I am, he turned around and with held his up cup. His cup. And I was like, oh, he's Gatsby. Especially once he said old sport. He was like, oh, old sport. I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, Gatsby.
I really liked him. He did good.
Yeah, I agree.
He did look just like Jack though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Carrie Mulligan is Daisy.
Mm-hmm. She does good.
Did you recast her?
No, because she is Daisy. She does it well. I just don't like her.
One of my facts that I didn't put in there was that she felt so overwhelmed with the project that she did not like her performance. And from now on, she's only doing small indie films because this was too much for her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. That gives you props in my book.
Oh, there.
I'll take it.
Okay. There you go.
Makes sense why I'm like, meh, with your
Well, she didn't even like it herself. So there. Does that feel better?
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Then we got Joel Edgerton,
mm-hmm.
played Tom.
Yeah, he did good. I see him in other movies and I'm like, oh, you're Tom.
I
was a dick. Did you recast?
I did.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Unless it's someone I don't want.
I mean, he did good.
Yeah.
It's just not who I was picturing.
Yeah.
But I think I was picturing, I pictured James Marsden. How do you say it? Marsden?
Oh, I love Marsden.
Marsden. Yeah. But I'm wondering if I was picturing him because of The Notebook, where he was the other guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that might be why I was picturing him.
I feel like he's too nice. I feel like
that's what I was after I recast him. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever seen him mean.
Yeah. I don't think he would be good at the mean.
But that's the image I pictured was him.
Yeah.
The acting, Joel did great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the image. So do Joel's acting with James's image.
James's face. Spot on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Elizabeth Debicki?
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 I would say Debicki.
Okay. Played Jordan Baker.
I think she did good.
I recast her.
Oh, who'd you cast?
Okay. I cast Sophia Bush from One Tree Hill.
I love her. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Just because I love Sophia Bush.
Okay. I don't know. I was like, I just didn't like, she just seemed, I pictured Jordan a little more fun.
Yeah.
Like where she's still serious because she's a pro athlete and all this sort of stuff. She didn't seem as like
she's fun and into the parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sophia could pull that off for sure.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isla Fisher played Myrtle.
I love Isla. She's one of my favorites. I just love the fact that she's married to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. She is married to Borat, and anyone who could be married to Borat, man.
I really liked her. She was another one where I was shocked at first. I was like, that's not Myrtle. And then I watched her and she did very good.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jason Clark played George Wilson.
He did good.
He did.
Yeah. Especially when he was sick. He looked so sick. I was like, this poor guy.
Is he in the, he's the actor in the new Pet Sematary, I think.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Okay. I was like, I know you.
Yeah.
Where do I know you from?
Yeah.
And then Callan McAuliffe.
Oh, I don't. Good luck.
McAuliffe?
Sure.
He was Teen Jay Gatsby.
I thought that they CGI'd Leo's face.
I mean, they might have. I don't know.
I know. I should.
Here, let's look at the picture.
Because I'm like, he was too spot on. I legit didn't realize that they cast anyone. That's the only reason why we're talking about him.
he was really. It was my thoughts too. It was like, he looks just like him. They might have CGI'd his face.
Oh, okay. Doesn't look like him.
Not entirely.
Oh, yeah. Probably just a little bit. Well, he did good.
He did. He's a cutie.
He is. He had to play baby Leo.
Oh, here. I guess I should put 2013, right? That was
Leo. Oh, yeah. Let's yeah. see. Oh.
Maybe they didn't.
Actually, yeah.
Maybe they just did some makeup.
Either way, I was floored. When I saw Teen Jay Gatsby on our list, I was like, hold on. I thought they just had Leo play him.
Apparently not.
All right.
All right. Is the book... is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yes.
Yep.
It is.
It is. Do the characters stay true?
Yes.
Yes.
They do.
100%.
Good job.
And which do you prefer?
This is hard. This is like very, very hard. But I think I have to go book. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love the movie. And the movie, like, as I was watching it and it was spot on, I was like, oh. Uh-oh. And then it took me a long time to get here, but I do. I enjoy the book. I love the book so much. So,
okay, well, that's good to know.
Mhm.
I actually really liked the movie.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
I couldn't stand the book.
Yep.
I was so bored. And so I was not looking forward to watching the movie. I was like, oh, great. Okay, let's do this. But it was fun.
It's funny because I watch, whenever I see that you put your reactions to movies, I always go back and I like watch them.
you're so funny. I watch them when I edit them together.
Well, I like to see like if we said the same things or like things like that.
Fair.
And I could just tell when I was watching your videos, I was like, oh, she liked the movie. The movie, that's why I texted you and was like, so did you like Gatsby?
Yeah. Tell me your thoughts.
I was like, well, that's good. At least you liked the movie, because I would have felt bad if you hated them both.
Well, now I have to stop putting my things in there. You're never going to be tricked by my answer. So you'll have to wait till after I record.
No, you tricked me with Brokeback.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So
you just have to hide the ones where the books you don't like. Because you make it very obvious when you're watching the movie.
Oh my gosh.
But then I'll know because you won't be putting those.
I know. I'm just gonna hold off now from now on. No, I'm not. It's too hard to remember to put it in there. Oh gosh, you guys. Behind the scenes for you. All right, so we have a sneak peek for you. Continuing season 3, we are still doing our mini-sodes.
Yes, we are. So keep tuning in. Start talking to us.
Yes, please. Can you do your part? No, I'm just kidding.
Let us be rude to you at the start of season 3.
Help us out. We're running out of ideas for mini-sodes, people. Come on, help us.
Yeah, we would like to chat with you. That's what we want to do.
We do.
Yeah.
Then we have books coming, which is
Practical Magic. I'm so excited.
I had just started it and I am enjoying it.
The movie is a great movie. I love the movie. And so when I realized it was a book, I was so excited. This was one of the ones that I saw that it was booked movie. And I immediately went, that's my next birthday month.
Oh, how cool.
This was one of the first books that I scheduled for August.
Don't tell me which actresses play who, because I
can't even remember.
Okay.
I have not decided. Like, you want for who?
Yeah, I'm doing the same as Brokeback, where I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna look it up, and I'm gonna watch it to see, and I can't decide who, because you told me it's Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock, so I know those two, but I don't know which sister they play.
What's funny is I know the sister's story, so like if you told me the stories, I would be able to be like, oh, that's
I can't. So-and-so. No, I'm not gonna. I just I'm gonna watch it and see if I agree.
Do it.
Okay.
Also, guys, if you enjoyed this, you should go and give us some reviews and
please
share the episode with people and
do
all the stuff that help us out.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, we would appreciate that.
Yeah. Help us out. All right. So we have a new catchphrase that we're going to mess up every time.
Every single time, because I mess it up when we're just texting about it.
So
we asked you all what you wanted. And in telling Allie which one won on Instagram, I said the opposite. So,
so we're going to try something else. We'll see if that sticks too. Because, you know, we listen to our fans, apparently.
Come talk to us, guys. We're not going to say anything you say.
Oh, gosh. We're horrible podcasters.
Oh, yay, yay.
All right. Well,
guys,
with this, The Great Gatsby went off script. I think that works.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we could take turns saying the title. Yeah. And then we both say the end.
Went off script. Yeah, that works.
Okay. Man, look at us go. We got it. We got an ending.
My face with the mic.
Okay, we're more professional. We have an actual sign off.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you guys. See you next time. Bye. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.